This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1953. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition recorded October 22nd, Alaska, Australia, Brazil, China, France, Germany, Iran, Israel, Japan, Korea South, Madagascar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Somaliland, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Sunday, October 28th is the beginning of the B18 shortwave broadcasting season, which lasts 5 months until the end of March. The dates are determined by the comings and goings of daylight shifting time in Europe, and they mean that many international broadcasts move one UT hour later and change to generally lower frequencies for the winter season in the Northern Hemisphere. I'll be giving a number of new schedules effective on that date during this program, starting with Alaska, KNLS, the four English broadcasts according to HFCC registrations. 1 hour each will be at 08 and 10 on 7370, at 12 and 14 on 7320, and at 12 on the other transmitter as well, 7355. From the October AIB newsletter, Australia's international voice needs rebuilding, claims a report. Australia's international broadcasting service is a wasting and wasted asset, according to a strategy paper published by the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ASPI. The paper laments the lack of a strong voice from Australia in a region where other powers are exerting considerable influence, but where news and current affairs is in short supply. The three authors lament the way the ABC has been used as a political football, with the corporation's international services often suffering as a result. The report calls for the establishment of the Australian International Broadcasting Corporation, AIBC, a ring-fenced organization that does not compete with the ABC domestic services for funding. Another report about this from Radio Info via Mike Terry says AIBC would need $64 million in additional government funding per year. There are now 10 Pacific Island countries which have no radio service. I wonder what they might call it. AIBC is a bit cumbersome. How about Radio Australia? Of course, Australia does still have an international shortwave broadcaster, Reach Beyond, but it's hardly dedicated to objective news or truth. To make matters worse, the B18 schedule it has registered shows a frequency in the 40-meter worldwide ham band, 7190, at 1500 to 1535 UT in Korean with a bit of English on Fridays. This immediately caught the attention of the intruder alert watchers in Europe via Wolfgang Büschel. Harald Kuhl in Germany remarks, Australian Communications and Media Authority seemingly does not know about international band plans. And, of course, Reach Beyond has been advised of this problem, so maybe it can be headed off. Mark Cody in the Ontario DX Association reports hearing the rarely reported and rarely active 49-meter frequency of Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, 6180, October 20th, a good signal at 2335 UT. They have become quite reliable on their other frequency, 11780, on the air between 11 and 03 UT, so I wonder if that was still on the air when this frequency was running, indicating they could use more than one transmitter. Ron Howard in California reports on 6035 PBS Yunnan, China, relaying FM 99, heard again on October 20th between 10:03 and 10:30, after being absent since September 24th, with their usual format in Chinese with lots of pop songs. Unfortunately, that means it's colliding again with BBS Bhutan on 6035, that is when both of them happen to be on the air, and you cannot depend on that being the case, but it still happens. Ron says, I'm very pleased to have Yunnan back again, but on the other hand, I'll certainly miss the clear BBS Bhutan reception. After all these years of conflict on 6035, why has one of them not moved to a clear frequency? It seems that Channel 292 Germany does expect to have its new transmitter and frequency going by November 4th, 7440, because a program or a station called Universe Radio says it will broadcast on 7440 Sunday, November 4th, between 10 and 17 UT. To celebrate 6 years of online radio, we will do a live combination of online and shortwave radio, a 7-hour special, bringing back the sounds of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's from a press release via Howl Cool in Germany in the British DX Club. Germany Non, despite their best efforts to do away with shortwave, reducing to only 5 strategic Afro-Asian languages, not including English or German, Deutsche Welle in English is back on shortwave. I found it on WRMI, Sunday, October 21st at 06 UT on 5950. It seems that WRMI is picking up a lot of World Radio Network stations and putting them on that frequency. Much more about that later. From HFCC, here are the only English broadcasts remaining from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, 1 hour each, starting at the odd times of 1520 UT, 5965 aimed eastward, and at 1920 UT on 6040 to the northwest and 11880 to the southwest. A few English broadcasts also remain from NHK World Radio Japan. The B18 schedules registered as follows. There are more frequencies than you might expect, and I suspect some of them are alternates, half an hour each. At 05 UT, 6155 via Austria, 7410 via France, and 9860 via Vatican. At 11 UT, 11825 via Singapore. At 14, 5865 and 6165 and 9560 all via Uzbekistan, and 11925 via Palau. That's it. In B18, North Americans, such as myself, will no longer be able to hear Madagascar World Voice with the African Pathways Radio English Hour easily on the 16-meter band in our afternoons because their B18 schedule for English replaces 17640 at 18 UT with 13670 and at 20 with 11965. Both of these aimed more or less northwest, so we may still get some signal. And those go across Africa, as does the 04 UT broadcast, which remains on 11825. The other English hour, which is actually the same as on KNLS Alaska, aimed to the northeast, i.e. China and vicinity, is aired twice at 02 and 03 UT, both on 15510. Netherlands, Happy Station memorabilia and recordings are on the Offshore Echoes website from their mailing list October 18th from Chris Edwards via Mike Barraclough. Smiles Across the Miles, Happy Station. Many radio enthusiasts explored the shortwave bands. One popular program was Happy Station, airing every Sunday. During the 70s and early 80s, he says, my late father kept up a correspondence with Happy Station and its presenter Tom Meyer, and he visited the station on a couple of occasions. A selection of postcards and QSLs represent what was probably the golden period of shortwave listening. The complete collection can be seen at www.offshoreechoes.com. There are 18 pages of QSL cards and other memorabilia and recordings of a couple of the broadcasts and of the interval signal and sign-on. New Zealand's B18 registrations are not too clear because there are lots of alternatives. But one thing to note is that in the 13 to 17 UT period, 7390 is listed, or alternate 5950, which would replace the current 5980. More about the surprise new relay we revealed last week of Radio Nigeria Kaduna via WRMI on 11580. I mentioned that the 11 to 15 UT broadcast appeared to have been replaced by film music or world music, and that was the situation on one occasion, but the next day Kaduna was back. That is October 16th, so they must have temporarily lost signal from Kaduna. I wonder how Okeechobee is getting it, via satellite or internet. Their internet feed is available via a number of aggregators. And Kaduna has also been in the news lately because of some strife there. I wonder if that has influenced FRCN to set up this relay, rather indirectly, via WRMI, since they're no longer apparently able to transmit their own shortwave signal on 6090. I've yet to hear any English on this at random checks, and presume it must be the Channel 1 service of Kaduna in Hausa only, according to WRTH information. There is a separate Channel 2 in Hausa and several minority languages, including English, but it was on medium wave 1107 only. Apparently this was a long time ago also on shortwave 4770, according to Wikipedia. On Friday the 19th at 1351, I was hearing Quran recitations, thus violating separation of mosque and state, as the federal Nigerian government thus endorses Islam. Take that, animists. Take that, Christians. I found a rather odd situation on one of my nearby stations, WBBZ 1230 in Ponca City, Oklahoma, which, as the W call implies, far west of the Mississippi, dates back to 1928. But now it seems to have lost its original identity. It has been branded as Sunny 1230. But if you actually listen to it, you hear IDs for Sunny 104.7. Yes, there is a sibling station on FM, and it's not a translator either, KQSN. But it is not parallel to 1230. The 104.7 station has a new identity of its own called The Bull with country music. Yet the now deleted format of 104.7 is still being identified on their AM station 1230. It'll be a while longer before we can again hear the briefly reactivated One Talk Radio Light, Papua New Guinea, just below 7325. Manuel Mendez in Spain has received another message from the station manager, Billy Yassi, on October 19th. He says the transmitter's off now due to a problem. It may be back on next month after repairs. Via Richard Lemke, Alberta, we have the new B18 schedule for Radio Romania International, which is, of course, one of the few major European broadcasters still broadcasting worldwide, including to North America, including English. So here is their complete English schedule for the new season. You'll note the times are 1 hour later than they have been in the summer. If the broadcast starts at the top of the hour, it's 1 hour long. If on the half hour, it is half an hour long. To Western Europe, 0630 on 7345 and DRM on 9770. At 12 on 11825 and 15460. Note that these are also coincidentally aimed toward North America. At 18, 5935 and DRM 7350. At 2130, 7375 and DRM 6030. At 23 UT, 5980 and 7220. To Southeast Africa at 12, 17800 and 21490. To North America East, 2130, 6170 and 7310. At 01, 6130 and 7325. To North America West at 04, 6020 and 7410. To Japan at 23, 7325 and 9620. To India plus Australia, 0630, 15450 and 17780. And to India, 04 on 11790 and DRM 9820. Via medium, high, very high, and super high frequencies, World of Radio 1953. Also bringing you our website, worldofradio.com, and our publication, DX Listening Digest, all of which are totally non-commercial. And thus we would appreciate voluntary financial support by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Using a remote receiver, probably in Qatar, Wolfgang Büschel notes that Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, is not on the air anymore, at least when he checked October 21st at 0425 on 7120. But is it gone for good, or was this just an anomaly? Needs further checking. It signs on at 0330 when it's easiest to hear over here. The full schedule, according to WRTH on shortwave, is 0330 until 05, 09 to 14, and 15 to 19 UT. So is anyone still hearing it? We should note that in the past it's been possible, at least part of the year, to pick it up by long path in North America around 13 to 14 UT when there is some English during that hour. Here's the new B18 Channel Africa schedule in English from South Africa, which is Monday through Friday only. 03 to 04, 6155. 03 to 05, 3345. 05 to 12, 7230. 06 to 07, 11925. 15 to 16, 7260. And 17 to 18, 15235. Most of those look familiar, just about the same as the previous season. The Manuel Mendez from the website of Radio Exterior de España, big news is that they are expanding their shortwave service, but apparently still in Spanish only. They had been 4 hours a day on weekdays, expanded to 8 hours on Saturdays and Sundays. Now it'll be 8 hours every day, but the schedules will differ on weekends from weekdays. For areas other than the Americas, on weekdays they'll be on the air from 16 to midnight UT, 11685-12030 being the frequencies, while for North and South America, the schedule will be from 19 until 03 UT on 11940 and to North America, 9690. On Saturdays and Sundays, the span for all areas will be 15 to 23 UT on those same frequencies. I suspect this is all due to a new director REE obtained a few months ago, Antonio Buitrago, who is known to be sympathetic to shortwave. Alan Rowe in England replies, "Very interesting. I wonder if the existing foreign language programs currently heard only online will continue, and if so, at the same times. That could mean at least some of the 30 minutes of English, French, Portuguese, Russian, and Arabic could get an airing on shortwave. Currently, broadcast twice in each block between 22 and 03 UT, Tuesday through Saturday. Hopefully this announcement does not mean foreign language programs are being canceled." Wednesday, October 24th is United Nations Day, and a day when the VLF transmitter in Sweden, SAQ, on 17.2 kHz, always makes a special broadcast. We have the press release about that. Thanks to Mike Terry for sending it along. A roaring machine, Morse code, and Irish folk music celebrate UN Day at the World Heritage Site, Grimeton, Sweden. Well, don't expect to hear the folk music on the radio. That's if you're actually at the station where they've invited the public to attend, or you can see their live coverage online at www.alexander.n.se. The transmitter is fired up at 16:30 UT, and a peace message is to be sent out at 17 UT for a few minutes. And here's another special broadcast from Sweden, this one on shortwave, the weekend of October 26th and 27th, Radio Nord Revival. They'll be alternating between 5995 and 6035 kHz with a maximum power of 500 watts from the island of Vaxholm in the Stockholm archipelago. See radionordrevival.blogspot.com, but I don't see anything about the exact hours of transmission. Thanks to Mike Barakloff for that info. Radio Taiwan International has hardly any English broadcasts left, long ago having abandoned their North American listeners, But here's a frequency change concerning one of them at 16 to 17 UT for southern China and South Asia. 9405 is being replaced by 6180. That's from November 1st, according to Paul Geiger in BCDX. There have been some anomalies at Radio Thailand English heard during hours which other languages are scheduled. Alan Rowe, visiting South Korea, noted at 0120 UT, October 18th, English on 15590. That's during the hour which is supposed to be in Thai for North America. And Ron Howard has been hearing English between 11:30 and 12 UT on 5875 more than once instead of the scheduled Japanese and German quarter hours. But Alan says the 15590 broadcast was back in Thai the next day. This led me to check the B18 schedule for Radio Thailand via IBB transmitters at Udorn, and I find a number of frequency changes are coming up. 9390 is being deleted from four of their broadcasts. At 19 to 20 and 2030 to 2045 in English to Europe, it's replaced by 7475. And to Southeast Asia and Australia, but sometimes audible in North America, at 1230 to 13 and 14 to 1430, 9390 replaced by 9940. 15590 makes the usual beast season change to 13745, supposed to be in English to us, at midnight to 01 and 0230 to 0300. And the other English broadcast to Europe at 0530 to 06 remains on 17640. Here's the Voice of Turkey's new B18 English schedule, just about predictable from one winter to the next. And of course, the times shift one UT hour later. 1330 on 12035, 1730 11730, 1930 6050, 2130 9610, 2300 to North America 5960, and 04 to North America 6125, and also to Asia on 7240. On October 21st, I was surprised to hear new programming on WRMI's 5950 frequency, not yet showing up in detail on their schedule grid. At 06 UT, it was the World Radio Network carrying Deutsche Welle in English, as I mentioned earlier. So, even though DW has deleted its own shortwave transmissions, here they are again, perhaps without even asking to be on shortwave. The WRMI schedule now shows something called System E in bright green between 05 and 08 UT, and again, very long hours from 1500 until 03 UT. That is all day long when it's inaudible here or a barely audible carrier, so we can't confirm all of this. But I'll mention some of the times which have been subsequently confirmed carrying various international broadcasters on 5950. Most of these are 7 days a week, but there's some variations on weekends. I've been consulting the WRN schedule for English to North America. Here's another one, which is hardly audible on shortwave otherwise. Radio France International, an hour at 0500. At 2330, when it has faded up again, I was hearing Israel Radio. There's another one, otherwise inaudible on shortwave. At midnight UT, Radio Prague. Midnight 30, Radio Slovakia. At 01 UT Monday, which is the only day I've checked so far, it was Radio Guangdong from China, which has never been on shortwave otherwise than via WRN. At 0130, I confirmed, guess what? Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. That's been a long time scheduling on WRN for us. 0130 UT Mondays, and here we were additionally on 5950. This may also apply to Saturday at 16 UT, the other broadcast of World of Radio on WRN, if WRMI is really relaying it on 5950 at that time. And one more hour confirmed from 02 UT, KBS World Radio from South Korea on 5950. This is transmitter number 5 at 285 degrees to the west-northwest, so a fairly good signal here, at least during darkness, although it's always weaker than 5850, the 7 megahertz frequencies, or 9395. And according to the WRN schedule, the other countries which may be on this relay, if it extends over these long hours and if we could hear them, include New Zealand, Vatican, Denmark, Poland, Ireland. Alan Gale in England tries to pull in and decode the DRM test from WINB, Pennsylvania, around 15670 weekdays between 11 and 17 UT. On Tuesday, October 16th, he was surprised to hear at 1520, Bob Bierman's Your Weekend Show, as otherwise heard, on WRMI. Bob later confirms that, yes, they asked if they could carry his program as part of their DRM tests, but the exact time was unknown, and as far as we know, there is no schedule available for all the DRM programming on WINB. Concerning World of Radio again, there will be some time shifts when Europe is involved. That WRN broadcast will be moving to 0230 UT Mondays via WRMI 5950, although I'm not positive whether it will be the last Sunday in October or the first in November. That's when North America goes off DST, 1 week later after a week of confusion. On WRMI itself, World of Radio will presumably stay at the same universal times on all frequencies except 9955, where everything shifts 1 UT hour later, from November 4th. And of course, we expect our broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio to shift 1 UT hour later from Sunday, October 28th. That is 11:30 UT on 7265, while the earlier two broadcasts each weekend would shift the first weekend in November, that is Saturday at 0730 on 6190 and 1530 on 9485, all compatible USB. At press time, WWCR had not put up its new B18 schedule yet, but I see they have registered a surprise new frequency, 7390, between 14 and 18 UT. The FCC has been busting FM pirates beyond the major eastern markets, according to radio news from Tom Taylor via Mike Terry, including in Houston, Amarillo, and Port Arthur, Texas, and Oxnard, California. Filed under unidentified, Steve Witt of Medium Wave News writes this about Transworld Radio's Silk Road project. They have not revealed their planned transmitter location. They are claiming a 200-kilowatt medium-wave transmitter to be operational by spring 2019. Depending on funding, a considerable capital investment, not just renting an existing transmitter. They expect to cover 60 megapeople in 10 countries. He has obtained a proposed coverage map, the center point falling in the southeastern corner of Kazakhstan, maybe in the Almaty area, but more likely it's Krasnoyarechka, east of Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan. They're quite close to each other on the border. There are already signs of a non-directional antenna mast. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor, geomagnetic storm levels expected November 3rd and 4th, with A and Candace's peaking at 22 and 5. Before then, lesser peaks of 12 and 3 or 4 on October 24th and 29th. Solar flux 68 until November 6th, when it creeps up to 70 for the next few weeks. And that's World of Radio 1953. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening and inviting you to hear me again next week.